kicking off the show, we have some breaking news.
Yes.
Dust in the wind for one George Gotze.
Yeah, that had to happen. Had to happen. We'll miss you, George.
Yeah.
Wait, wait. We have to honor him with some of his play calls. First down, run to the right. Mm-hmm. Gain of a yard. Second down, run to the right. Minus 2 yards.
Third, what's the down and distance now, third?
Third and 11.
I'm going to go with a 6-yard pass into traffic.
Or a draw play.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Georgie. That's one of the things that I wanted to see. In fact, the thing I wrote yesterday, kind of going ahead, that they've got to go out and get an offensive coordinator with some head coaching experience who knows how to play call and get rid of George Gotze. I love how it says, oh, they mutually agree to part ways.
Well,
no.
Let me give you some scary thought here, because there are rumblings about that Chip Kelly could be the OC at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Which I think would be scary. I think that Chip Kelly could figure out a way to, and Blake Bortles is the kind of guy that he can work with, I think.
Yeah.
And if he can't, then Blake Bortles just needs to be out of the league. And I've also heard rumblings that the Colts are going to end up moving on from Chuck Pagano. And if they get Kyle Shanahan, I think that's a very scary prospect, is Kyle Shanahan working with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, although, from what I'm hearing, that it seems like he's going to San Francisco, but if I'm him and have that opportunity, I'd much rather
go to Indianapolis. Yeah. Which, by the way, I mean, both are disastrous organizations.
Right, right.
But one is a disastrous organization with like one really gleaming beacon of hope.
And they play play indoors, which is a big deal.
Yep.
So, yeah, I
they also play in an eminently winnable division.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, although I do think it's improving across the board. I think you're running out of the days where there's free squares in the AFC South. But
well, to me,
you don't have to play the Seahawks. You don't have to play Arizona.
That's one of the biggest challenges for the Texans moving forward, and why they're going to have to try something else at quarterback. I don't know who it is they're going to be able to bring in. There's, you know, if I'm them, I'm going out and I'm trading for one of these backups that have, you know, some pedigree, whether it's Garoppolo or McCarron or Brett Hundley or somebody like that, and bringing them in and having them compete, or I'm drafting somebody. That's the two things they had to do. Well, there's three things they have to do. One, they just did. They have to change offensive coordinators. I would be making a phone call to Chip Kelly and Norv Turner and guys like that. I want an experienced dude.
Right.
That's one thing. The other thing is they have to bring in another quarterback to compete with these two wombats. And then the third thing is, They've got to do some investing in the offensive line, and that's those three things have to be fixed.
Here's the problem with the AJ McCarron, Jimmy Garoppolo option, which I agree they have to do something, because if they start the season with Brock Osweiler and Tom Savage, you're looking at another wasted season, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
So that's not ideal at all. But if you do trade for a McCarron or Garoppolo, the price is going to be high.
Yeah, well, pay it. And if it's a 1-year audition for any one of them,
right? So I always hate it. I hate getting somebody else's backup and assuming that in your system they're going to work. Because honestly, I don't know who's going to be great in Bill O'Brien's system, because Bill O'Brien hasn't proven to me that he can coach a quarterback.
Well, and that's why this OC hire is going to be so important. And that's why that's one where they need.
I'm sure Bill O'Brien's arrogance won't get in the way of hiring someone.
Oh, of course, you know, of course not.
I'm sure he won't just. I'm sure he'll just have no problem giving up full control of the offense to some offensive mastermind, because we all know that he's not an ego guy at all.
And that's why this is a key hire. If they just go and get some other guy who is going to sort of take over play calling duties, then that's a mistake.
Or who is basically just a figurehead.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, somebody who's...
George Gotze. You just fired one of those. You don't need another one of those. Go out and get somebody who's got some experience.
Who can help.
And who can call plays, and who's called plays and had success in the NFL. They pay enough for their assistant coaches. They should be able to do that. And, yeah, that's the thing. O'Brien's going to have to take a step back. And that's a good thing. I think he probably, you know, he'll never admit that he's a bad play caller, but pretty clear he's a bad play caller. Right. But as far as going back to the quarterbacks, I have no problem with any one of those guys just saying, okay, fine, we'll give up a second-round pick. We'll bring him in, let him compete. If we're right, we got our guy. If we're not, you know, and I think you could – if there were guys I liked in this draft class, That would
quarterbacks.
Be quarterbacks. Yeah. So I think this is kind of the direction you have to go. And I know fans aren't going to want, oh, just another backup. Sooner or later, you're going to hit on one of them. There are guys who have been in that position that have gone on to be successful in the league and be really good quarterbacks. And I think at some point you're going to find one. So I'm okay with that. I kind of, and you know, if it doesn't work out, what have you lost? Second round pick.
Brandon says Jay Cutler, and I've heard people say Jay Cutler. I've heard people say Philip Rivers, trade for these guys. But the reality is, and it's the same problem. This is the same reason I say there's no way they can get Tony Romo. It financially, it's not feasible to give a guy like that the reins.
While you already have that much invested right. in a position now. Next year,
a year from now, when Brock Osweiler's gone from here, that's a possibility. You know what I think the worst case scenario is? Brock Osweiler shows improvement this year.
Yeah.
That like next season.
Enough
like
to where you say, you know what, we might be able to win with this guy.
Like, I mean, just enough. Not like enough that he's suddenly a good quarterback, but just enough improvement that you think, you know what, maybe we're okay with this. Like another 9-7 season, I could see them saying, you know what, maybe we're okay here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a scary thing.
And that kind of gets back to what you were talking about earlier with the AFC South. I think next year you can't afford to not move forward with this team, because I think defensively you'll be good again, assuming JJ's back.
Although I think AJ Bouye's gone.
Probably. And Jonathan Joseph may be gone, but you'll have Kevin Johnson back to replace one of those guys. I think they'll be fine on defense. They've got to fix some things on the offense, but you look at the Jaguars, they've got a capable coach now. I don't know that he's a great coach, but he's a capable coach, which Gus Bradley wasn't. So that team's going to be better. I think the Colts are going to be better. And if they wind up making a big coaching change, I'm pretty sure they will be. And the Titans just had the same record as you, has another high pick, and they have their quarterback.
They have their quarterback, yeah.
So
And a fantastic running game from the looks of it. So, yeah, I don't want to be doom and gloom the day after the season ends, but I kind of knew, I mean, when we looked at the numbers on Osweiler and the possibilities for what they could do at quarterback, we kind of knew the end of the season was going to be a little bit doom and gloom, because you're looking at next season there's a good possibility that your roster next season on QB depth chart says Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage, and fourth round rookie draft pick. That's a real possibility.
It is. And although O'Brien wouldn't say today who his quarterback's going to be next year either, which I think is a good thing to say. But there's a real possibility. And if you go into next season, even with better play calling, if it's Savage and Osweiler and that's it, you're not going to have a ton of hope going in there. And then Osweiler will do just what you said. He'll improve just a little bit.